Let's stand together, if you will.
Yes.
We bow our heads and open the service. Glorious Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, to be able to understand your word and receive revelation, Lord. Father, we can see ourselves, our purpose, why we're here, Lord. Father, to express your attributes, Lord. Father, it's a privilege, an honor, knowing it's nothing that I earned, nothing I merited, but your grace, your foreknowledge. I'm so thankful. Lord, may we never take it for granted. Pray, Lord, that you would bless each and every one that's gathered and listening. Lord, may your will be done in everything that's said. May it be pleasing. Lord, may you feed us. We ask all this, Lord, looking to you. In your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me, if you would, in our Only Believe books. Page 233. Amen. Unworthy. Truly, I'm unworthy, Savior.
Unworthy am I of the grace that he gave. Unworthy to hold to his hand. Amazed that a king would reach down. Unworthy.
A river that flows from the deep. Sing low chorus, only believe this.
Precious to listen to the songs that were sung. You know, as we come tonight, it's never, sometimes you, something gets on your heart and you don't know why, but you know, tonight's subject may be really, really simple, but there must be a purpose for it. And we just pray that as we go into God's word, that something that's read will be a blessing to someone, for it is truly God's word. Amen. As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, we are just so grateful to be here this evening. Lord, we just appreciate you so much for what you're doing for us, Lord, in this late hour. And Father, we've come tonight just to renew our minds, Lord, to your precious word that you've given us. And Lord, it may seem very, very elementary and very, very simple, but Lord, if we'll just let it speak to our hearts, maybe in some way it'll help stir our hearts to a greater place, Lord, or just cause us to maybe worship you a little more. And Father, we just ask your blessings upon your word, and Lord, and to just help me to only speak those things, Lord, that you would have said, and just to renew our minds in the manner that you would have it done. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, let's turn our Bibles over to 1 Chronicles and the 16th chapter, way back there in the Old Testament. Amen. First Chronicles 16, and I kind of got to meditating on this and got to just reading, kind of got caught up in looking at all these different things, and just thought we'd share some of it this evening, and just praying that it just blesses somehow, it'll bless someone, maybe help us along our way. But in 1 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, and let's start there at the 8th verse. Give thanks unto the Lord, and call upon his name, and make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, and let the heart of them that rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face continually, and remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. May the Lord bless you, his word, you may be seated. You know, we're living in a time where so much has been put into what the world calls worship, of just singing. And you see it, everybody seems to sing, you know, they want to sing anymore to be heard, to be seen. And it's evident when someone's in that mindset. It's pretty easy to tell when somebody thinks they're doing it just right and it's being heard, and you see this happening. But I believe what David is speaking of here, and as you think about David as an example, as you go back and just read the Psalms and you just meditate in it, you can truly see all that David, if you think about everything David went through, you know, he was really a strong man, but of little stature. The Bible said, Brother Branham said he was very ruddy, little, kind of, you know, out there facing, just think of the circumstances that he faced in life, the lion, the bear, up to Goliath, and then to be persecuted by Saul, and all that he went through in his life. But and as you just read every psalm, it's sing unto the Lord. I will praise him. Make a joyful noise. Yes. You just see it just rolling from his life. And it was something that was coming from within, and it wasn't something that was put on and all of this. And as you think about that, you know, I can only speak from my experience tonight. You have to speak for yourself, but when you truly see the grace of God in your life and you've been born again and you see what God has done for you and where he's brought you from, how it creates a joy down inside of you. And Brother Branham expressed it in the little story of the bubbling brook, you know, and how it's not something, because, you know, he talked about, is it because the rabbit drinks from you? Is it because the deer drinks from you? No, he said, but it's something down inside of me that's pushing me out. Yeah. And how that truly is you come underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit and God's word, and you begin to see what God has done for you. And I just couldn't help but think, as I was thinking of these things already, this first song you sung, Unworthy, and how it just kind of flows. And then kneel at the cross, and oh, at the cross, where I first saw the light, you know. And you think about these things, and that's what makes the true believer, the true little bride, sing and rejoice. Amen. And it bubbles out from within, and it just can't help itself. Keep coming, and you know, it's not about who's around to hear them. It don't matter if they're in church or out on the woods. You know, I had to laugh as I was at home this week working from the office, and I had to run outside to get something, and Colton was down at the chicken pen in the backyard, and of course, I'm sure everybody at our rental cabins was getting quite a kick out of listening to him sing Amazing Grace. But you know, he's singing at the top of his lungs out there taking care of his chickens, and it just, you know, when you truly have a joy down on the inside, it can't help itself.
And oftentimes, people seem to have lost that joy. They seem to have forgotten where they come from. They seem to have forgotten what God's truly done for them. And you know how each one of us should really keep these things on our hearts. Paul told us and stressed it, and we will reread some things Paul said, but make, you know, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And it's not just a scripture, it's just not a passing time, and I'll pick that up when I think about it. But as you're driving down the road, as you're doing, working, whatever, you know, it never fails to amaze me how many people go through life and never notice the sunset. They never notice the clouds. They never notice the breeze. They never notice the little flower over beside the road. They miss to see that God's in everything. He's everywhere. He's all around us. And how it ought to just, you know, the smallest thing, you know, I was watching out the window this evening. There's some deer in the yard, and just gracefully they were just feeding. But God is so magnificent.
Yes, he is.
And when you look and see what he's done, how that ought to just cause such a repercussion in our hearts and in our lives. And then, you know, as we go through life and we face circumstances and things happen and things come along, and to see his guiding hand, to see him always there, mindful to lead us. Maybe we made the wrong decision. Maybe I tried to do something that was not quite the way he wanted it done. But he so graciously, as a heavenly Father, guides us back to the path that he set us on.
Yes.
And even in correction and love, and, you know, even sometimes when it's hard to take, maybe it's a striking message, maybe it's pinching and pinning me down. But yet through that all, there's something inside of me that's saying, yes, Lord.
Amen.
You can't help yourself. And I pray that each of us experience the same desire and pulsation that's burning in our hearts. But if you would, let's turn over here to just catch some of these scriptures. I think it'll just illuminate for you. But let's go to Isaiah, the 12th chapter. If you want to turn with me, you can. But it's such a wonderful opportunity we have as we come in and sit down in here before service and start to prepare our hearts for the hearing of the word. And the music's playing softly, and we can sit here underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God is graciously showed us how to prepare ourselves for service.
Yes.
And he did that through a prophet. Brother Branham didn't just speak church order and things for of none effect. God was teaching a little bride how to prepare herself to come and to meet with him.
Yeah.
But here in Isaiah, as Isaiah put it, just to catch some of these in the all through the scriptures, Isaiah 12 and 2, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, and call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people, and make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things that is known in all of the earth. Cry out, shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." Amen. And how these things ought to just, as I said, as we look back and think about this, what a joy it ought to put in our hearts to be a genuine believer and to truly see what God is doing.
Yes.
When you can look into God, the mirror of God's word, you know, there's a lot of people that think they're Christians. They think they're all kinds of things, but that's kind of like me thinking I'm a lawyer and I got no credentials to back up that I'm a lawyer, when the credentials are laid out before us of what is required to be a Christian. But when I see, and by God's grace, setting underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit as that word is coming forth, and that being conformed to his image, and it's coming underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and as I see my life conforming to that word, oh my, what a praise it ought to place in there. What a thanksgiving is bubbling up. Thank you, Lord, that I can see these things that are laying out. You know, the scriptures, Jesus even said, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." And how these, all of these scriptures should just become so alive and so real to us as individuals. As we begin to see our place and to see that it's not of works, lest any man should boast, but it is a gift of God that he has given us. And as we sit here and hear the word, and we have that desire that draws us to be here, to look up to him and to realize that without him I am nothing. I can't do this in myself. I can't have a song in my heart. I don't have a praise in my heart. If it wasn't for him and his loving kindness,
yes,
look where we would be. Amen. But here in Paul, you know, as you think about the singing and it's going on, Paul told us in 1 Corinthians 14:15, he says, I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray with understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit and I will sing with understanding also.
Amen.
And you think about that. Anybody can just sing. Anybody can sing Amazing Grace. Anybody can sing all these songs. But to somebody that's truly experienced what the Scripture showed Amazing Grace truly was. And when you see you truly were lost and without a cause, and you needed a Savior, oh my. When you can see where he reached down his hand and brought you out. Oh, when he reached down his hand for me. Think about the songs that have been written as people begin to open their mouth and to express. And you know, God give gifts unto people to be able to do that. You know, many people can write songs and it's wonderful to have a talent. But yield that talent to the Lord. Whatever he's given you, make sure you're giving it all to God.
Yes.
Because Satan loves to take that talent and see that it gets glory to him. Mm-hmm. But whatever you have, make sure you let that talent give it back to the one which give it. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And let it be to his glory and to his praise.
Yes.
And oh my, you know, sometimes we may gather in here and we may not think we have a song, and we may think, well, I'm not a singer, and my voice is old and crackly, or my voice is too young. But oh my, if you'll just stop to think that one day on Calvary,
Amen.
He didn't care.
Amen.
Oh, it might change the way we think about singing for him sometimes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
But oh my, he's so precious. And you know, as David, as he expressed it many, many times through the Psalms, and he would, just a few of them just to catch, but he said in Psalms 13:6, I will sing unto the Lord because he hath bountifully dealt with me. O come, let us sing unto the Lord and let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. And in Psalms 104:33, he said, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Amen. And I was thinking of that, and I remember taking Dad one of the last trips we went up to the hospital in Columbus. You know, his mind was getting pretty bad, but I was listening to a music on the way back, some old songs that we used to listen to, and he just started singing along. And you know, and it's amazing, he never missed a word. He wasn't singing loud, he was just kind of staying. But it's amazing how, when you think about that, I will sing with till life is gone from this body. With my last breath, I will praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you know, you can truly see that in God's elected children.
Yes.
There's that praise that though he slay me, yet will I serve him.
Amen.
And how that just rings out throughout our hearts and how it ought to just mellow us. How we ought to be more tender, more in tune with the Spirit and break forth some of this crusty. Don't get in a routine, a tradition of just coming to church and it's just another song. It's just another song service and we probably in the wrong key and maybe we're playing it wrong. We didn't get it right. It don't matter. Focus on Jesus Christ and what you're here for and watch everything else fade away, slowly away. And get in the spirit of the composer.
Amen.
And just really open up your heart to him. And you know, it's so good, Brother Branham. As you think about this, many times he made many different quotes. You know, maybe as he was closing a service or going through something. But this was in, I'm sorry, good old eyeballs. He says here, this was in the Philadelphian Church Age, just in paragraph. I'm sorry, I must have printed that off. I believe it's in the Power of Transformation. This was preached 10/31/65, paragraph 23. He said, God likes to be worshipped. And when you worship him, it isn't just exactly singing a song as we do, but singing it in the spirit of worship, see?
Yeah.
And then you'll feel the Holy Spirit bounce back.
Yeah.
Amen. And just so, there is feeling to worshiping the Lord. It's not an empty relationship. It's not a myth like I'm just singing to this thing out here. No. He's real. He's here. He's right beside you. He's in you. And oh my, do we truly consider that? Do we have that ever present with us? That as Brother Branham said, pray to the one that's in you. Sing to the one that's in you. He's listening every moment. And it don't matter where you are, he's right there with you. Amen. The other one, Brother Branham, this is in Questions and Answers, August 30th, 64. He says, oh, I like that, don't you? I just love those good old songs. There's something about them songs. Amen. Like that. You can have all of your little chopped up songs you want to, but give me that. I like that Past the Riven Veil and all these other pretty songs like that. I like them songs. I think singing is part of worship. Yes, sir. Singing praises to the Lord. Amen. Amen. And sometimes we forget that we're who we're singing to and for. Maybe because we feel like that song needs to fit a certain thing. Or maybe fit the service. And it should. The Holy Spirit will put it in tune. But we should come in with that song in our heart to Him. Amen. Thinking on Him and what it's worshiping Him with that song. Oh my, you watch it work out to His glory in the end. Yes. Amen. Amen. If you come with the right attitude, the right motive and objective with it, you watch it bring glory to His name. Sure. Amen. Here in the... And you know, we're just few here. And I know sometimes it may seem like, well, they just think, I want to hear myself sing. Don't ever think that. If God's give you a voice or lays a song upon your heart, don't care if you need to sing it without music. Amen. Lean into the Holy Spirit and do what God directs you to do. Yes. For God can move through any action that He chooses to. And at the right time and place, it may set the tone for the Spirit to move in a special way for someone. Yes. Someone that you may not even realize. And oh my God is ever present to do that. This is what's in the message, A Thinking Man's Filter. This was preached August 22, 65, paragraph 199. He says, Dear God, we love to sing to you. For it's there we express our feelings, our emotion, the whole congregation. As you breathe upon us with the word of life, we're so grateful, Lord. And that song, Receive Us, Will You, Lord, that our desire is to be filtered through the Word of God and walk each day in the light of the gospel. Yeah. And just think about this as he was using this as expressions for himself. And then I was thinking of this as he put it like this. This was in the Philadelphian Church Age. And he was, I tore that off of there. I hope I got the right quote for you. Amen. If not, I'll look it up and get it to you. But Brother Branham was saying here, about paragraph 267, he said, you know, he had just sang, I love him. And he said, you know, I love to sing in the Spirit after a meeting where you have this cutting and everything. He says, don't you? Oh, how I love to get in the Spirit then, the Word. See, the word's fallen now, and now the only thing it needs is some moisture, some praises, and then it starts growing, you see. Oh, don't you love him, he says. Just raise up your hands and sing that I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. You know, if you get in the same tune as the composer, those words mean so much more. They truly become part of you. And it truly is no different than telling your parents you love them or telling your wife you love her or your husband. It becomes that real. And it's not just a passing word. It's not just something you're saying. But it's so much more than even a natural love. Yeah. It's so much greater. But it's not something you have to force to be done. It's not something you have to make yourself do. It's just natural when you truly realize that it was that cross, the blood that was spilled, the love that held him there, that truly... saved and redeemed your soul. Amen. As I was thinking about these things, and you know, as I was saying, we can sometimes get so dry to a place that maybe we forget where we've come from and what we believe and what God's done for us. And Brother Branham was kind of expressing it like this in Questions and Answers. And it it's kind of, it struck me funny the way he put it, but then I like what he said afterwards. He said, here not long ago, Brother Fred, this is Questions and Answers, August 30th, 64, in paragraph 120, Questions and Answers number 4. He said, here not long ago, Brother Fred and I and Brother Tom, a bunch of us went to a noted Baptist church in the city of Tucson to see if we couldn't find a little something that would give us maybe a little fresh feeling. And the minister said something another about the people in Egypt when they left and they was eating garlic and so forth and they wanted to go back again and eat that, and said, that's something like the people of today. And everybody said, he said, amen. He said, I've never seen such a bunch. The whole church lost sight of the preacher and looked back to see who it was, said amen. Like the scared them to death, he said. They didn't know what it was. When David said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, praise him upon the harps, praise him with the psaltery. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. God rejoices in his people. And let them of the learned say amen when anything is said right. Amen. Hallelujah. I like that. Maybe, you know, you see everybody anymore. You see so much. Amen, amen, amen. You get to so much shouting, you can't even hear the preacher sometimes. But they don't know what they're saying amen to. They're just putting on a show for the people that's around them. But oh my, you let somebody that's listening, hearing that word, and it's striking the chord in their heart, that's me. You watch it. Amen. And you watch it be a joyous coming from the heart, amen. Yeah. And he goes on to say, he says, when anything is said right, why not turn from this system and cisterns of the world to a faithful system of God, which is the artesian well, Jesus Christ? Why don't you turn to him where God is our abundant supply of joy, our abundant supply in praises, and our abundant supply in satisfaction? Yeah. The calmness of your nerves comes from God. When I'm tore up, I find my satisfaction in Christ, not in a cigarette, not in the things of the world, not in joining some creed, but in finding him. The promised word that he said, if I go away, I will come again to receive you. Yes. And I find joy in that. He is my joy. Yes. He says, amen. And oh my, doesn't that was actually in Broken Cisterns, 7:26-64. But oh, how much more we might find. Even as there's a hungering down in our hearts. God places a hunger in there. And Brother Branham told us, be careful as that hunger starts. And there's something in you seeking. There's something trying to push you. And Satan will try to fill it up with everything he can give you. Yes. From cigarettes to drugs to you know, popularity, anything he can give you to steal that from you, he'll push it and push it and try to fill your life up with all those things. When the Holy Spirit is in there trying to drive you to the very place he called you to be. Amen. And oh my, if we would but surrender our lives and focus our drive and just give up and surrender to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit lead us. Oh my, what a sweetness we might find. What a peace of mind we might find and a contentment we could find in this very life. As realizing we are but pilgrims and strangers just passing through. Amen. Let me see if I overlooked one here. Amen. Amen. We'll turn over to Hebrews 13 and 15. If you want to turn over there with me, read something Paul said here. You sisters can come to the instruments. I'm not going to hold you very long this evening. But I don't know. The Holy Spirit knows all things, but I just couldn't seem to get away from this. And praying that nothing else, we meditate on it and just let it bubble up in our hearts and think about where we've come from and where we're going. And it might only be one person sitting here. It might only be two that comes in. And I might have to sing, so you have to listen to me. Or you might sing, and I got to listen to you. Maybe that's what it is. Could be singing, could just be worshiping, might be the only one to say an amen. It doesn't matter. It's not all just about singing. I'm just using the singing to kind of show that that's God's way, is preparation for our hearts and for our lives. But a true worship, as our pastor, he's covered that and showed that forth. But just to think of these scriptures and quotes. But here in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, as Paul was saying, let's just start at 13 in the 5th verse and just catch all of what Paul was saying here. It kind of goes together. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. Be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, and not with meats, which have profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the body of those beasts which blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. And by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Amen. Amen. And may we truly bring our praise before him and the sacrifice of praise, and let it truly go up to him as a sweet smelling savor. Amen. You know, it's very simple and maybe very short and to the point. But just praying that through renewing your minds to these things, it may stir your heart and stir you to think about, you know, maybe it'll cause you to sing a little louder. Yes. Maybe cause you to give a little more effort and to come in with a little more worship in our hearts. You know, to come in and to sit down in the quietness that God has given us, and to prepare ourselves for the hearing of the word, and to realize I'm not here to be seen. I don't care who hears me over here or who hears me over there. I'm here for one thing, that Jesus Christ knows that my joy and my song is to him and him alone. Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Yes. Hallelujah. He's so precious. Let's all stand if you would. Hallelujah. Let's just sing that little chorus. He's real, real, real. Yes. Amen. Amen. It's a blessed little song. He's real, real, real. He's so real to me. Yes, he's real, real, real. He's so real to me. Real, real, real. He's so real to me. And that is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Well, he baptized me with the Holy Ghost, and he's so real to me. Yes, he baptized me with the Holy Ghost. He's so real to me. He baptized me with the Holy Ghost, and he's so real to me. And that is why I love him so. He's so real to me. He's real, real, real. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. He baptized me with the Holy Ghost. That's what makes him real to you. Amen. It's just amazing. Now, I'll have to stand before God on the day of judgment on what I'm going to say. But you'd have heard the same subject if I would have preached tonight. So I really enjoyed that. I mean, it was just right down the line. I thought, you know, that's God. That's the moving Holy Spirit when he deals with ministry on the same thing. And, you know, but think about what he said now. I mean, just think about it. You know, if Jesus Christ, if God himself is so real to us, that's what brings the worship. I mean, because you just take, for instance, something just so simple, and I've used it before, but if Jesus Christ would come up here tonight, stand here in human flesh, would not you want to worship him? Well, that same
by faith, placing him there in reality in your life, because of knowing you've had that experience in your life, that your life has changed and you've been filled with the Holy Ghost. You know your soul has changed. You've got the nature of God in you, and you can see the works of his life in you, making himself real to you. Then wouldn't you worship him the same way as if he was standing there? Sure. But that's why a lot of people don't worship him like he wants to be worshiped, because he isn't real to them yet. But if you just let him make himself real to you, ask him to fill you clear up with him, oh my, it'd be so much easier to worship him. And then you just don't come just sing a song, you know. And you know, I've seen people, they, as long as the instruments is beating, you got to kind of beat, and then they get to jerking their head, you know, and they get to thinking, oh my, I'm really spiritual now because my body's moving. But I'd rather see someone sit there, friends, and have their hands raised and tears run down their face in worshiping God. That's when it's real. Amen. Not when you have to be listening to instruments and banging and beating and all that. No. But when it's the pulsation of the Holy Spirit on the inside, bringing your heart, the Lord, down before him in worship. That's what pleases him, you see. But I was thinking about this little song, actually, as I sat in my study. And I don't know how to sing it. Some of you may. But I'll read the words to it. It's on page 632. But I thought about this as I was thinking about this today. It's on page 632, and the name of it, or title of it, is Until You Know. If you could own all the world and its money, build castles tall enough to reach the sky above, if you could know everything there was to know about life's game, yet you'd know nothing until you know God and his love. Until you know the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and lifts him up from out of sin where he is trod. When you know you've been lifted up out of sin. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real. Then you know nothing until you've known the love of God. If your lifetime you meet everybody, and you could call every name from here to yon, but if you've not come face to face with Jesus and his saving grace, then you've known nothing until you know the love of God. Oh, it's so beautiful. That's what I'm talking about, you see. You don't know nothing until you come face to face and you know he's living in your heart. Until you really know you have been saved by his amazing grace. That's when it's lovely to sing, Amazing Grace. When you know you've been saved. Oh, hallelujah. That's when worship really comes in place. That's when it really is something God bottles up. Yes. And saves it. Yes, he does. He saves it. True worship. No wonder the scripture tells, and our prophet talked about it and brought the message on. Oh my, the day would come when the true worshiper would come, and they would worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh my, what amazing grace it is to find yourself in that. And that's when real worship comes forth. You can really worship him. Spirit and truth. Amen. Seemed like we've sung that little song before, but I just don't know how to do it. Do you know, Brother Suttles? Like I say, seemed like we've sung that a long time ago, but maybe you could work on that and help us get that sung. But it just strikes my heart. Until you know just how it feels, you know nothing. Yeah, nothing. Yes, that God is really real. And then, but if you not come face to face with Jesus and his saving grace, when it's real, friends, when he comes face to face with you, moving his Holy Spirit. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to be here tonight and so thankful to see the moving of the Holy Spirit. The Lord, even as you laid these things on our brother's heart and laid them on my heart, and Father, knowing it must have been needed tonight, there must have been something there, Lord, that we need to measure ourselves up by it and make sure, Lord, we're pleasing you in that. But Lord, there's no way we can worship you in spirit and truth until you fill us with your Spirit. Without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord, there's just no way to do it, no way to please you. But Father, we just pray that you would just, if there's anybody in the building tonight or listening in tonight, the Father has something pulling on their heart. Something. It may seem small at the time, but Lord, there's something drawing and pulling. We're asking, Father, that you would reach down into that heart. Oh, God, and may you just fill with the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, may that life come alive in them. But Lord Jesus, knowing we can't deny it at all, Lord, that we're right at the end time. I mean, we're so close to the coming of the Lord as we watch the timepiece, Israel, on what's going on and how, Lord, the world is turning against Israel. And Father, everything's forming for the battle of Armageddon. Lord, we ought to know, Lord, you never do anything. You never bring judgment until you warn first. And Father, you're giving us all kinds of warnings, and you're showing us what's taking place, and we're seeing, Lord, everything being fulfilled exactly like you said. And as I stood reading also this week, Lord, Brother Branham was talking about after the little bride leaves. Oh, God, what a terrible place this is going to be. And, Lord, we may just think, oh, those, you know, that's left here, they won't be able to even buy or sell. They just don't realize, though, what a hardship that's going to be. They may just think, oh, I'll do it somehow and I'll make it somehow. They do not realize how bad it's going to be. They don't realize, Lord, that they will be hunted down and be killed if they proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. They'll be hunted. The prophet said that, Lord. And Father, we just can't grasp this. But Father, the little bride will be out of here. Father, may anyone that's maybe just in the balance, Lord, and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to give their life to you. They just don't know how to surrender. Lord, maybe the last one that needs to come in. We ask that you would move your Holy Spirit down in that heart. And Lord, bring it alive, Lord Jesus. Thank you again that you gave us this opportunity tonight to be gathered here, knowing you was here with us. You led us by your Holy Spirit. And Father, I know you bottled up the worship tonight. We appreciate you so much. May our love never be failed. May we never fail, Lord, to express our love to you. And as we leave this little place, may the word of God we heard tonight, Lord, be burnt and branded in our heart and to our thoughts and our mind. That, Father, we would please you in every way. We thank you now. Just go with us. Keep us safe again. And bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. We ask it through the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Amen. Can we sing a little chorus? Amazing Grace. Amen. Have you got that amazing grace in your heart? Amen.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved. Oh,
richly bless you. Keep those things in your heart, our brother, we brought tonight. You're dismissed.